The following program may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Dilly Show.
Hello everybody, what is going on? This is Dilly and welcome to another episode of The Dilly Show. Today we're actually doing something a little bit different. Today we are doing a tier list. Now, if you know the SmackDown vs. Raw video games, then you know those soundtracks every single year were full of banger after banger after banger. I still listen to a lot of those songs to this very day, as sad as that may sound. But those soundtracks knew exactly what they were doing, and whoever was picking them knew what was going on, because some of those songs are some of the greatest songs to ever grace a video game soundtrack. And we're talking random songs, songs you would never hear otherwise. Like, who's ever gonna listen to Money in the Bank? Who's ever gonna listen to Ain't Your Savior by Bullets and Octane? Nobody's gonna listen to that. But these games presented everybody in their childhood to a very wide variety of music. And I'd honestly say it helped form my music tastes. So, lots of great songs. So what I'm doing today is I'm ranking every single song from every single SmackDown vs. Raw video game. Let's get right to it, folks. Alright, so here we are. This is the official tier list made with TierMaker. I actually made this one entirely on my own. If you guys want to go check this out at any point, you can certainly do that. I actually left a link for this in the description as well. But let's get right into it. We're starting off with the original SmackDown vs. Raw. And the first song is Alone, which was by Zebrahead. Alone is a great one. I think that's already starting with an A tier right there. Bonecracker by, Showcore was the band's name. That one's not terrible. It's not my favorite. We'll put that at a good C for now, just for the time being. Bottom line, don't really recall that one. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to skip over the ones I don't know, because the ones I do know I will have a very good opinion on. I'm going to skip over the ones I don't know for now, go listen to them, and then I will come back to, of course, rank them. So Bring the Noise, that one was in like a bunch of shit. I'm pretty sure that one was in like a few of the Tony Hawk games. It was here. That song was all over the place. We got to put that at B, just because it's an iconic song. Chasing After was a good one. I think I can put that above Bonecracker, but I think it does get C tier. Can't Stop, that one was, I believe it was for the credits of that game, if I'm not mistaken. That one didn't really play in the menu, so I don't really know how I feel about that one. I think I'm going to leave that one here as well for ones I haven't heard. Falling Apart, S tier. Easy S tier for Falling Apart. That one is so good. You can't listen to that and not have nostalgic feelings if you ever played these games. Firefly is another great one. I think Firefly gets A tier. That's a great one. Now we're getting into fucking Power Man 5000, which they were all over this game. Last Night on Earth was okay. I think I put that B tier above Bring the Noise. I think that's fair. Polyamorous is another S tier for me. It doesn't beat Falling Apart, but it is definitely S tier. I don't know Superstars right away. These kind of all have very vague titles, or I've just haven't heard them in a while, so that's why I'm kind of leaving those there. The Angle by Core was a good one. I think that gets A tier. The Angle was pretty good. The Way It Is by Powerman 5000 again. I'm trying to think what was better, The Way It Is or Last Night on Earth? Because they're both similar songs. I think I'm going to put The Way It Is right below The Last Night on Earth. I think that's fair. When Worlds Collide, though, that's a bit of a different story. That's like Powerman 5000's biggest song. It is very iconic. I think that goes A. I don't think I'm going to move it, though. I think I'm going to leave it right where it is. Bang Bang, oh, we're into SmackDown vs. Raw 2006 already. So before I continue, I'm gonna go listen to these three so that I can get a better basis of them so that I can rank them accordingly.
A few moments later.
Alright, so I have ranked the three I didn't really know too much about. Can't Stop, Gotta See, it went above Chasing After and Bonecracker. As for Superstars and Bottom Line, I'm not the biggest fan of either of those. I really dig like 2000s rock metal cringy stuff. Like, I'm into that. I don't know how much I'm really into, like, 2000s rap, because it's all kind of iffy. But I think those are fair rankings for now. That's all for just the original SmackDown versus Raw. So we're moving on to 2006 now. We got Bang Bang. I remember Bang Bang. That's going to go, I think Bang Bang might be a C. I think Bang Bang is going to be a C. I think that's fair. Crush, Kill, Destroy. I think that gets a D. I Ain't Going Nowhere. I think that's C above Bang Bang. I think that's fair. King of the Mat. Kind of iffy on King of the Mat. I'm going to say E for now. I might change that. We'll see. Pieces. I liked Pieces. Pieces was dope. That's a good B right there. I think that goes above Bring the Noise too. Scream at Me. That's the one that I always thought when I was a kid was Billy Ray Cyrus, but it's not. It's some random guy named Billy Ray. I don't really like that one. That one gets an E for me. Start a War. Start a War was good. But how good are we talking? Is it B? Is it C? I think it gets a B above Bring the Noise. Bring the Noise is like, I love Bring the Noise, but I heard it way too many times, so I'm a bit hesitant, which is why it's in B, but it's getting past a bunch. Symphony of Destruction. This is the really weird version of the song. I remember when I was younger, I used to tell my friend that, like, he was in, like, Megadeth and shit, Roman, and, like, I was never into Megadeth as a kid. Like, I love Megadeth now, of course. And Symphony of Destruction is, like, their biggest song, arguably. Let Jimmy kill the guy. I don't know how I feel about that song. the song itself is good. I don't know how I feel about this version of the song. We'll put it at C, but it's going to get moved up quite a bit. Because I do like it. It's just, you know, I think that's a decent spot for it. The Broken, that's a B. Oh, man. I think that goes above Start a War. Honestly, The Broken was really good. Unretrified is another S tier. Easy. Unretrified is such a good song. Waiting. I don't remember what that one is, because that's a very generic title for a song. And also, when you're playing those games, you don't really pay attention to the titles. You just kind of pay attention to, like, oh, look, songs. Like, that's it. It's not, oh, this song is called this by this person. That's not really how it is. So I'm going to wait for Waiting. I'm going to push that one off. We'll have to listen to it. You Don't Want War. That was an okay one. I think it goes C below Bang Bang. Okay, so we're about to move into 07, so I'm going to go check on Waiting and see what that one is.
A few moments later.
So I remember what Waiting is now. It's actually pretty good. It's one of my favorite songs from that game. I think that beats out The Broken in the B tier. Now we're into 2007. Now I'm warning you all, there's going to be a lot of S tiers here, because the 2007 soundtrack was, like, literally the best soundtrack in these, like, of all time for SmackDown versus Raw games. So let's go. Alive and Kicking, A tier right away. I almost want to say S, but we're going to say a high A. We're going to put it above The Angle, even. Right below Firefly, right above The Angle. Animal Life Become, dude, you can't tell me that's not an S-tier song. That is as S-tier as it gets. Animal Life Become, easy. Ain't Your Savior, dude, that was literally my favorite, too. Okay, so where do I rank these, though? Polyamorous, I don't know if Polyamorous gets that high billing. I think Unretrified is right there. Polyamorous is good. Nah, Animal Life Become beats out Polyamorous. Ain't Your Savior does not. Polyamorous is good. Bullet with a Name. S tier. I kid you not. Where does Bullet with a Name go on the S tier, though? Does it beat out Ain't Your Savior? No, No, I can't say it beats out Ain't Your Savior. Forgive Me was amazing. I think Forgive Me is, like, peak A tier. I think it beats out everything else in the A tier. Lonely Train was fine, but I don't think it was, like, the best song in that game. I think it's gonna be B tier, but high up on the B tier. We'll put it above waiting. I think that's fair. Money in the Bank was good at the time. It doesn't really hold up, but if we're putting it in like pure nostalgia, man, where does it go? Shit. I think it's better than When Worlds Collide. So I think that's fair. Yeah, I think that's a good spot for it. Riot by 3 Days Grace, that's S tier easily. I think that even beats out Ain't Your Savior and Bullet with a Name. Just because it's 3 Days Grace. Like, they were so huge at that point. Stitches. Trying to remember what Stitches was. I think I still have Stitches on my playlist. I just don't remember which one it is. Same with Survive. I don't really know. The Champ. Wasn't a huge fan of The Champ. That's going to be a D. The Enemy by Godsmack. That's going to rank pretty high. Let me see. Damn. Where does that go? I think Enemy is peak B tier. Now I'm going to go check out Stitches and Survive. I'll be back to see where those two go.
A few moments later.
Okay, so I do recall these both very well now. It's just the names are weird. Survive is the Rise Against song. I'm not a huge fan of Rise Against, but it was good, so I think it gets B. Stitches was also pretty good. I might actually move Survive down to C and put it maybe right there. That might be a good spot for it. Let me see where Stitches goes. I think it goes above Money in the Bank, so I think that's where that goes. Now we're into SmackDown versus Raw 2008, which was another great soundtrack for a game. Driven, I'm trying to think, because I know Seven Dust did two songs for this game. They did Driven and Feed, and I get them confused a lot. So I'm going to, can I put that? Yeah, I'm going to put that there. We're going to wait for those two, because I need to really remember what those two are and how they're different. Like, I can almost hear both of them in my head, but I just don't recall which one's which. Evil is literally my favorite song from that game, so that's going to be S tier. But where does it go? Oh, fuck. I don't know where Evil goes, man. I think I almost need to listen to it again. I think I almost need to listen to Evil as well. I'm going to go listen to any ones that I don't know from 08 first, and then we'll rank them, I think, is how we'll do it. I think I know what Go Hard is, but I might need to listen to it. The other ones, I think... Yeah, I know those ones pretty good. So let me go listen to these few, and then I'll pick them from there.
A few moments later.
Okay, so I've listened to them all. I remembered all of them, but I just needed to make sure with a lot of them. So with Driven and Feed, they are very similar. That's why I kind of got them confused. Driven's good. I think it beats out... It might beat Stitches. Feed was also really good. Let me see. Where does Feed go? Feed. I don't think Firefly should be that high up on the list. I think Firefly might need to move. I think that's a good place for Firefly. I did have to move that. Evil is what I thought it was, but for some reason I was confusing it for whatever reason. Like, I thought there was a different song. I don't know. Evil's S tier, though. Evil is easily S tier. I think it beats out... Oh, man. I think it goes there. I think it beats out most of the S tier, honestly. Go Hard was okay. I think Go Hard beats out quite a few, but I think it's going to be S tier. Let me see here. I think that's where I should put Go Hard. Everybody Down by Nonpoint, that was a banger. That's got to be A tier. Where does it go on the A tier? Oh, man. Does Everybody Down beat Alive and Kicking, though? That's where I'm kind of... No, it can't beat Alive and Kicking. I think it's right there. Famous was literally, like, the song for this game. It's, like, it's practically the theme song for this game. I think Famous has to be S tier. Where does it go? It can't go above Riot, I don't think. I think that's a good spot for Famous. Put Your Lips to the TV, though. That was a good song. I think that also beats out Polyamorous, and it's pretty high up, but I don't think it beats Evil. Right on Time was also a really good, like, another S tier I'm thinking here. Oh my god, where does it even... Personally, I think it beats Famous. It's not going to beat Riot, though. I think that's a good spot for it. Stand Up, wasn't a big fan. Like I said, I'm not a big fan of 2000s rap, so my opinion is kind of, you know, it's there. We'll put it C for now. Welt. That was the other AM Conspiracy one. I remember liking that more than Right on Time, so I'm going to go ahead and put that above Right on Time, but just there. Well Enough Alone. Dude, that beats out, like, everything here, practically. Like, oh, man. I think that will go between Evil and Put Your Lips to the TV. I think that's a good spot for that. You Wouldn't Know was great, and I think it's also S tier. I'll say You Wouldn't Know beats... I think You Wouldn't Know goes right at the end. Or does it go A tier? Does it go A tier? Yeah, I think it's an A tier, honestly. Fuck. I think that's a good spot for it. I think that's where it's gonna go. Addicted. We're into 2009 now. Addicted was really good. Addicted's gonna beat out a lot of the A tier as well. It's not quite S tier, I don't think. It'll beat out... I think that's a good spot for it. Better Than Mine was also really good. We're getting a lot of A tiers here, because I don't know if I'd really consider Better Than Mine to be an S tier. So we're going to put it at A. Let me see. It definitely beats out... Well, I don't think it beats out Addicted. I think that's a good spot for that. Dead Man Walking is a classic, though. I think that might get S tier, but I also don't think I'm going to be moving it, because that was really good. Get Up. Oh, I remember Get Up. Let me think. Where does that go? I think that can peak B tier. I think that's a good spot for that. Lay Your Money Down is, like, one of my favorites from the game. So we have another S tier, folks. It's gonna beat out... Damn, dude. I think it's gonna go there. It's, like, a good way into the S tier. Perfect Insanity was a good one. How good? I think it's better than Money in the Bank and When Worlds Collide. So it's gotta be A tier. Oh, man. It's weird that I'm just kind of dunking over, like, these few. Like, I'm wondering if they should be moved, but they are really good. That's the thing. Let me see. It beats that, beats that, beats that. I don't think it beats Better Than Mine, though. I think that's a good spot for it. Save Me is a classic, dude. I think that goes S tier right above Dead Man Walking. I think that's fair. SWC... That one has a weird title. I don't really remember it. I'm going to have to go listen to that one here in a minute. Taking You Down by Egypt Central, dude. Oh. No, it was Taking You Down Egypt Central? You Make Me Sick was Egypt Central, I think. Damn. I need to go listen to these three, I think. And then we're moving on to SVR 2010.
A few moments later.
Okay. So, SWC I'm not a big fan of. We might have our first F tier. It's not... There's probably a lot here that it's not... Like, we'll go E for now. We'll go easy on it, put it in E. Taking You Down is good, but it's not the best. I think that's going to beat out a lot of B tier. It probably goes... I think that's where that's going to go. You Make Me Sick, on the other hand, is S tier, and it's probably going to beat out a lot here. It's going to go up to... It's going to beat Riot. It's going to be Riot. I think that's a good spot for it. Now we're into SmackDown versus Raw 2010. I know all of these ones pretty well because this is like one of the first games that I really got into because I'm pretty young. Like this game, when it came out, it would have came out in 2009, right around Christmas time, and I turned 8 around that Christmas time. So I would have, I think this is like the second game I got personally. The other ones all my brothers got and I always played them, but this one was for me because everybody else had already outgrown the wrestling phase, but here I am still into it. So I remember all the SVR 2010 songs. I don't like Down from the Sky. I don't like Trivium as a band. They're not good at all, in my opinion. I think I'm going to go D for that one, just for now. Hero goes S tier. Let's see. Where does it go? Does Hero beat Right on Time? Shit. I think Right on Time is better than Welt. Even though Welt was good. I think Hero is better than Welt too. So I think that's where Hero is going to go. I think that's safe. Hard Times is good, but it's not like, it doesn't stand out. It's not like the, you know. I think it's B. I think it's B. But where on B? I think it's better than Start of War. I don't think it beats The Broken, though. I think that's where Hard Time is going to go. Invincible was good. But it wasn't... Another one doesn't really stand out. Like, it wasn't too special. I think it was a pay-per-view theme that year. Maybe, not Extreme Rules. It was one of the pay-per-view themes. I know that much. Invincible beats out... I think it beats out When Worlds Collide, Money in the Bank. I think that's where Invincible's gonna have to go, because it was pretty good, but it wasn't the best. Monster by Skillet, dude. Okay. Okay, it's gotta... I'm putting it right next to Hero, honestly. They're both super fucking good songs. Skillet is great. Start Moving, I love it personally, but it's another one. It just doesn't stand out. Like, it's not a classic, you know? Start Moving, it's gonna probably be B tier. And I don't think it's going to get much further than Hard Times did. It can't. I think that's literally where it's going to go. Still Unbroken. That was the Lynyrd Skynyrd song that I thought was really strange for them to include. Not bad. Fuck, where does that even go? I think it's going to go behind Bring the Noise. And the last one, this is one of the best songs used. You're Going Down by Sick Puppies. That was definitely a pay-per-view theme. I think, don't hold me to it, but I think it was Extreme Rules 2009 when Hardy and Edge fought. I could be wrong about all of that information I just told you, but I think I'm right. I'm going to go figure out. I'm going to rank it, but I'll tell you what. I'll rank it really high on the S tier if I'm right about what pay-per-view it was used for. I'm going to go check that.
A few moments later.
I literally nailed it on the head. Extreme Rules 2009 theme song. Main event was Hardy and Edge. I'm a fucking genius, okay? That was one of my favorite pay-per-views. I had it downloaded on my computer for the longest time when I was a kid. That's going to get high S tier status right here. I think... What? You Make Me Sick better than Polyamorous. You're Going Down... Shit. I think that's where that goes. And I think that's it, folks. I'm going to do like a once over here. And I'm just going to see, because is Falling Apart the greatest song? I think it is. It's either, man, I'm over here thinking, You Make Me Sick is actually one of my absolute favorites. I don't know, like, I don't know how I feel about its ranking. I feel like it deserves, like, a lot higher on the list. I think You Make Me Sick, I'm going to push it up to 3. I think that's where that's going. That's honestly the only change I really want to make so far looking at this. Like, it's one of my favorites. I think Unretrified might be the favorite, though. Falling Apart and Unretrified, that's... Fuck, man. What do we do? You okay? These three here, Unretrified, You Make Me Sick, and Falling Apart. I don't know which one of those I personally, honestly think is the best, because those are like all the tops for me personally. I think You Make Me Sick's popping up. I think You Make Me Sick's number one, honestly. Like, it's so good. Like, I can't listen to that song and not be, like, super fucking happy. Like, it's so good. And I think Unretrified's also going to beat Falling Apart. Because Unretrified is another one. Like, it's one of my favorites. I don't like any other Dillinger Escape Plan songs. Just not a fan of them. Their style's really weird. But Unretrified is really good. So I'm just doing another little once over here. Kind of looking at everything. I think that's as good as it's going to get. Like I said, SmackDown vs. Raw, that whole series had a lot of great songs. That's why you see the S tier is as fucking huge as it is. Like, there's so many songs in that S tier because they're all incredible, incredible, incredible songs. And even the A and Bs, like, those are all really good songs too. It's just, you really have to force yourself to pick what is the best of the best, because these songs were so good. And it's not even just like, it's definitely partially nostalgia. Like, nostalgia is a big reason that I love a lot of these, but they're really good on their own. Like, it's not even just a nostalgia thing. But anyway, I know how I feel about the SmackDown vs. Raw games and their soundtracks. It holds a very special place in my heart. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there, too, who also feel the same way. And if you'd like to do this tier list as well, as mentioned, I had to fucking burp, as mentioned, links in the description for this tier list that I made. So thank you all very much for watching this video. I hope you enjoyed. Tell me how you think. Like, tell me how you feel. Do you think I did okay? Was there any songs that are lower ranked that you honestly feel should have been higher? Let me know in the comments. And let me know, if you're doing your tier list, what is your favorite SmackDown vs. Raw song of all time? I'll be happy to hear it. So either shoot it in the comments or shoot me a DM on Instagram at ThisIsDilly. But without any further ado, I have been your host, This is Dilly, signing out.